You are Locked On Jets, your daily podcast on the New York Jets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jets. It is Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. Thanks for tuning in today. I am John B. from GangreneNation.com. Now, if you enjoy the show, please subscribe to it. Your options include iTunes and Spotify, and please leave the show a good review in iTunes if you enjoy it. Helps us out. We appreciate it. And if you leave your Twitter handle there, you will have a chance to win a free subscription to Pro Football Focus. Get all their stats and grades. Well, folks, I was not selected to take over Francesa's show on WFAN, so we will continue with our little podcast that could hear. And on Tuesday, I was thinking about four players the Jets have, and there are questions surrounding all four players. These are different questions, and to some extent, these questions will start to be answered over the final six games of the season. And the answers to these questions will tell you something about how the Jets finished the season, and it will also tell you, to some extent, the degree to which these players will factor into the Jets' long-term plans. So we're going to go over four players. I think that there are four different, I think each of these players has a different question surrounding them. The first, and these are all people I consider keys to for the Jets. The first guy is Maurice Claiborne. And the question I have for him is, can he put it together? And the answer has been a bit of a mixed bag through the first 10 games. Now, if you'd asked me a few weeks ago, I think the answer would probably be yes. I think that maybe his effectiveness has been a little overstated. I'm not sure he's one of the elite corners in the league. I'm not even totally sold on the idea he's, you know, a number one corner who you want taking on the other team's best receiver each week. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying I'm not totally sold on this idea, but I do think he's shown he can play in this league. I think he's shown he could be an effective starter in this league. I think he's been worth the $5 million. Again, I think now has his play been a little overstated, perhaps a little bit. I've seen a lot of throws that on him that were missed that were open. He's committed a lot of penalties. So there have been some negatives, but also a lot of positives. Again, I think well worth the money the Jets are paying him. But then one of the big questions surrounding him popped up, the question, can he stay healthy? It's something that has plagued him through his entire career, his inability to stay on the field. And, of course, as the old saying goes in the NFL, the best type of ability is availability. Claiborne left the Atlanta game early. Jets missed him. He missed the Buffalo game and then tried to suit up against Tampa. And again, I give him credit for trying to suit up. You know, he gave it a go. And I also give him credit because it sounds like he took himself out of the game when he realized he was not going to be effective. But the question for him is, can he stay healthy? Can he put it together finally? Because it's not just about, can you get on the field and play effectively? Yes, that's part of the mix. But the question is, can the team rely on you to stay on the field? And it's one of the things that's rough because it's not really Claiborne's fault that he's been injury prone in his career. But when you have a guy playing for you, when you, and especially a guy who's a free agent to be like Claiborne, who is presumably going to be looking for a multi-year deal, if you're giving a guy a multi-year deal, decent money to start, you're expecting him to be able to stay on the field. You're expecting him to be able to play frequently. Now, of course, injuries are a part of the game. They happen to everybody, but you don't want a guy who's constantly out of the lineup. And there are definitely are guys who struggle to get on the field. Again, I mean, I give Claiborne credit because he tried to suit up against Tampa, but he wasn't able to. He wasn't able to play effectively. So question for Claiborne is, can he finally put it all together? It looked like he was starting to for the Jets, looking like he's a quality NFL corner. Again, and I'm not knocking him when I'm saying I'm not sure whether he's the number one corner because, you know, a quality starter is a quality starter. It's important to have quality starters, even if they aren't elite-level players. So I'm not trying to knock Claiborne when I say that. The question with him is, can he put it together? And that mainly means, can he stay on the field? So that's the first guy I'm looking at for the Jets. Second guy I'm looking at is Darren Lee. And the question is, can he sustain this little surge he's got? He started off the season about as poorly as you can. Now, as you probably know, I'm not a big fan of the Pro Football Focus grades. My viewpoint, this is something somebody said to me a long time ago. I thought it was the best response to anybody talking about Pro Football Focus grades. They said, you know, it's just some guy watching the games giving his thoughts. Well, I watch the games too, and I have my thoughts. And in many cases, I think that their grades lead me to have questions. I'm not necessarily saying it's a useless system. My issue with them is I don't understand how they come to the conclusions they come to. They had been very hard on Darren Lee early in the season. They rated him as one of the worst defensive players in the NFL. Now, in that instance, I think there was some accuracy to it because Lee was really the weak link of this defense up until, I'd say, the game at Miami a few weeks ago. He really was struggling quite a bit in pretty much every aspect of the game, whether it's getting off blocks, whether it's filling the wrong gaps on defense, coverage, he had some issues. It was really tough to figure out what he could do effectively. And that started to change in that Miami game. He put together, I think, three solid games. Now, Tampa Bay, I'm still kind of sorting through who played well, who didn't. But there was a little surge, and for the first time in Lee's career, really, you could finally start to feel some optimism about his level of play. And, of course, as I've said, I don't think it's a coincidence that this just so happened to occur right as Muhammad Wilkerson started to reemerge as a force on that defensive line, because Lee, at his best, is probably not going to be a guy who's great at shedding blocks. Now, he's going to have to work through traffic. That just comes with the territory, playing linebacker in this league. But I thought that when the Jets drafted him, it was a team that had a defensive line that was built, and the idea was that they were going to keep Lee clean fairly frequently. And, of course, we know Todd Bowles loves that A-gap blitz. He loves sending his linebackers up the middle between the centers and the guards. And Lee's starting to show some ability in that sense. You know, he's been able to get into the backfield. One of the things that's kind of stuck out is that he's been able to make the play that's in front of him. If there's daylight between him and the ball carrier straight ahead, whether it's the quarterback dropping back, whether it's a runner, he's going to go get the guy. So the question is, can he add other parts to his game? You know, can he flash a little more in coverage? Can he work? And he was starting to show signs of these things. He was flashing a little more in coverage. He was able to get off blocks in traffic. And again, he's not going to be a guy who's going to be able to shed blocks, you know, a ton of blocks. He's not going to be able to, it's not going to be his forte, but he has to be able to do it a little bit. And he's starting to show the ability to kind of add these aspects to his game over the last month. So the question is, can he sustain that? Because Lee's an important part of this Jets defense going forward. And I say it, I'd say it in response to the way the Jets drafted last year, taking Adams in May. And I say it in response to Lee. The NFL has become a league where matchups matter. Offenses are looking for mismatches, whether it's a tight end with wide receiver skills, a running back with wide receiver skills. They want to create mismatches. That's what NFL offenses want to do these days. They want to find these versatile players who you can line up anywhere and create problems. The way you counter that are guys who are versatile on defense. See, if you have a tight end who's a good receiver and a good blocker, it puts the defense in a bind, because you put your regular linebacker on him, he may not be athletic enough to cover the tight end when he goes out on a route. But you put a skinny little defensive back in there, you're in big trouble if they run the ball and he's blocking. So if you have versatile players, versatile safeties and linebackers, it can help you counter these things in the NFL. And Lee is a big part of this defense going forward. He's going to have to be a big part of this defense going forward. That's why the Jets used a first-round pick on him. So question is, can he sustain this? The third guy I'm going to mention, and now we're going to move to the offensive side of the ball for two guys, Brandon Schell. Can he bounce back a little bit? Schell's career got off to a good start with the Jets. He played pretty well late last season, and he got off to a good start early this year. He played a couple solid games to start the year, really did a tremendous job on Khalil Mack week two. And since that point, it's been kind of up and down for him. Now, first of all, he struggled with injuries. And again, we go back to that saying, best ability is availability. So is this going to be, are these injuries going to linger? Is this going to be an ongoing thing with him? I think it's too early to say they will, but it's starting to become a little bit of a concern. Also a concern, though, is what he's done on the field. He's been kind of inconsistent these last few weeks, and part of the issue has just been the offensive line. I think we all know, if you've watched the NFL for any extended period of time, that your offensive line is only as good as weakest link, and lots of players can be made worse by if the guy next to them is struggling. And I'll tell you, Brian Winters is really struggling next to Schell, so maybe that's impacting his play a little bit. But I think something that's kind of come up these last couple weeks is, at least when Schell's been in the lineup, has been his athleticism. The question is he athletic enough to go protect the edge? And I think that that's coming into question. I think he had a little bit of an issue against the Bucks. So the question is with Shell is can he recover? Because the Jets are counting on him. The Jets have so many holes on their roster right now. I know, they're having a nice season. They've overachieved relative to their talent. But if you're taking a long-term view, this is a team with a lot of holes. And they're just going to need guys in those mid-round. They're going to need some of those guys in mid-round, in the middle rounds to be hits. They got to find guys who are going to be able to provide them with a good value at cheap rookie contracts, because there's only so much money to spend in free agency and there are only so many early draft picks. They're just going to have to be able to fill some of these holes successfully with the mid-round picks like the ones the Jets used to take Shell. It's just going to have to happen for this team if they're going to be able to rebuild this roster. So they really can't afford to have to find a right tackle as well. So Shell's progress over the last six games of the season will be something worth watching, and it's something that will impact this team going forward. And our fourth guy has been a guy who's been kind of a success story over the last month, and that's Robbie Anderson. And my question with him is, can he keep growing? I think there was a point early in the season, maybe first four or five games or so, where I was concerned because I was not seeing the growth I was hoping to see from Anderson. Now, he had the big game against Miami week three where he got loose deep a couple times. I'll tell you, defenses know he's a deep threat now, but he's still shown an ability to get open deep, which is a good sign. Now, the question is, can he take his game to the next level? Can he start working those intermediate routes? Can he start becoming a decent short route option? Can he start diversifying the route tree, run a bigger route tree? These are the questions. These are the things that will take Anderson from, you know, nice deep threat, nice complementary part, to really a guy who can be an integral part of the passing game going forward. Now, I think in Anderson's case, to some extent you're playing with house money, because undrafted free agent, this has been a wonderful success story for an undrafted free agent. But for what the Jets need going forward is they really could use, against what I said with Shell, is, you know, talking about mid-round picks. Well, this is an undrafted free agent. If he can develop into a quality starter, quality top two guy, and a decent passing offense, well, that helps the Jets quite a bit. And he's only going to be able to do that if he can diversify that route tree, become more effective, more consistent running intermediate routes, more consistent running short routes. He's got the deep stuff down, and I'll tell you, you know, the old saying is that, another old saying I'll give you, I've given you plenty of old sayings, plenty of cliches today, you can't teach speed. So, you know, if I'm starting with one ability in a wide receiver, it might be the ability to run a deep route, because if you are good at running deep routes, it's a very good thing for an offense. That's probably an obvious statement, but a ball caught on a deep pattern does a lot more damage to a defense than a ball caught on a short intermediate pattern. So if I'm starting from scratch with one thing, I like that he's a guy who can run the deep route. Now the question is, can he add these other aspects to his game? Can he become a more complete receiver to help this team going forward? So these are my four guys. Claiborne, can he put it together? Lee, can he sustain his recent success? Brandon Shell, can he bounce back? And Robbie Anderson, can he grow into a complete receiver who can be a top two guy in a good passing offense? So those are my four. Those are four guys I have questions about going forward, and the four questions I'm asking about them. Thanks for tuning in today. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Please subscribe to the show. Options include iTunes and Spotify, and please leave the show a nice review in iTunes if you enjoy it. We certainly appreciate that. Hope you have a great Wednesday. We will be back once again on Thursday to talk more Jets.